You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, dolls.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Hi, doll.
Hey, Mom.
I'm so excited to be in this absolutely stunning studio. We really did a glow up this week, huh?
Yeah, these are like really vampy chairs.
Really?
I'm loving it.
Crazy. Yeah, I feel like I used to have chairs like this at the first Calabasas house.
That was the tackiest style. Do you remember that?
Oh my
God. Was like such like tack rack style.
You were in like fourth grade, okay? Tacky. Please.
Okay. Remember when Kylie put that stripper pole in your bedroom?
Yeah.
We had so much fun with that. That was like, wait, and who was
really
there?
Good exercise, you know? I would get on that pole like, I don't know, 3 times a day sometimes, you know?
So well, would
no
Bruce.
Wonder, Caitlin.
That's inappropriate. Listen, I don't have a lot of time.
Of so course you don't. What are you doing today? What's on the agenda, huh? Poosh board meeting followed by a little wackadoo incense session. What could you be doing, doll?
Well, I have a sound bath at 3. And then what? I'm doing a detoxifying oxygen chamber mask.
Wow.
At 4:30.
Wow. Really going for it.
And
huh?
Then I'm being a mom. Yeah.
Yeah, well, welcome to the club, doll. I've been a mom to 19 children for the last 47 years of my life.
You're such a giver. So I saw the new trailer.
What did you think? I thought we did a great job. I thought Hulu is really nailing all of the drama. You know, we got the music and we got Kimberly's mystery man. I mean, what did you think?
You know what? I actually, like, this is not my usual take, but, like, it was kind of juicy.
Oh, my God.
No, like, you guys hit every kid, basically.
I feel like I'm going to pass out.
This is the nicest you've ever been about any of our shows.
I mean, don't get too excited, but, like, yeah.
I won't.
Kim's got this new man. Chloe has... Lammy come back.
Lamar agreed to do some work on the show. And so we did a little reunion with Lamar and Chloe.
He must be needing some cash, huh?
You know, I have lunch with Lamar every Thursday and he really does have a heart. He really, you know, yeah. Even though he's been through a lot, he really has, Court.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I won't get into anything bad, but yeah, he's been through a lot. I wasn't really in the trailer that much.
You know, we wanted to respect your privacy. You told us we can't film during the hours of 9 and 9 p.m. So it's really hard to catch you, you know, in your element.
Yeah, you guys did the Dolce & Gabbana Skims collab.
Yeah.
Kim had me looking like Shirley Temple's ass.
Oh, please.
She put me in that wig. It was so offensive.
You looked stunning. You really did. You were like Sophia Loren's bush.
I sent you. Yeah, it was something.
And no one lasered back then.
Do you still have a bush?
I have zero hair everywhere. I was the first person to ever get a full body laser.
Thank God. Yeah.
You knew this. They put it in the books, you know, in the science books.
Yeah, I don't read that. So what? So like, yeah, what else is in the trailer?
Well, we've got, what else did we have? Hold on. Oh, my God. I got to say, here's the best part of the trailer. We are really training the next generation. You know, Northy has a huge role in the show this season because she was asked to do a lot of work. So we really took the cameras everywhere with Northwest.
You know what I love about this is that Kim is finally getting a taste of what being a momager is.
She really is.
And she's hating it. It's like so, so sweet to watch.
Can I tell you something? I love it. I love seeing her just a little bit annoyed because I'm like, this is how I made you.
Yeah.
Okay. I drove you to modeling, to this, to, you know, we filmed the sex tape. We did all of it. Right. Yeah. And then she's sitting here. She had to drive north to go to rehearsal for her Hollywood Bowl performance. And she's like, this is so much.
Yeah. She was complaining and bitching. And it's just like, sis, get a hold of yourself. Not everything is about you.
Well, it's Kimberly Kardashian. So really everything is about her.
Yeah. But it's like, it's crazy to me to think that.
It really is. You know, some stuff didn't make the show, unfortunately, but I don't know if you've seen, your sister Chloe recently got a bob.
Yeah. I mean, what am I supposed to be impressed?
It was a lot. It really gained a lot of traction on Instagram. People are loving it. People are cutting their hair off left and right. They're really going for it.
I love Chloe, but she's always getting to trends like 3 years too late. Like Kim had a bob. I've had a bob. I started the bob. You've always had whatever that is.
What did you call it when I got the bob? You called it a... What was the name? You gave it a
slob.
A slob.
Slob kebab.
The slob kebab.
I love
that one.
But that's your best one.
That really is just in reference to anybody that's just being like not cool.
Oh.
They're just a slob kebab, you know?
Then why did you call my hair that?
Because it was a mess, bitch. It was everywhere. But it looked like you got it under control.
Well, thank you.
With Chris Appleton's help.
We love Chris Appleton. Chris is just family. He really is. Shout out to Chris Appleton. I really could use a touch up later, actually. My roots.
Your roots.
Yeah. Do you see him?
Kinda.
Oh, my God. Corey was like, I was on top of him earlier. Okay. He said, I found a gray.
This is... Like, I make out with Trav a lot, but I'm not talking about like straddling him.
We know. We've seen the videos.
Listen, you know who wasn't really in the trailer was Kylie, and she's like off with Timothy Chalamata.
Dating an Oscar nominated actor is no joke. Okay. The amount of events she has to go to, and she launched Kai, which is doing amazing, sweetie. Kai, we've got faux fur jackets dropping this week. We absolutely are crushing it. And so she's so busy, you know, it's a lot to get her to be on the show. It really is.
I am proud of Kylie, but I will say I'm sick of Skims because I bought this Valentine's. No, Kim sent me this big box and it had like all this Skims Valentine's launch.
Oh, yeah. And I got it.
Okay, but it was just like a pink camisole, like a cami, like what?
So adorable. Maybe you should put it on. Try it on for Travis. Maybe he'd like
it. It's just not in our color wheel and she knows better.
Well, doll, hate to break it to you, but Valentine's Day is really about pink and red. So I'm sorry we can't all have such a black heart like you.
It's called vamp love and you should understand.
Please.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Anyways, hope you guys tune in to the Kardashian season 5,674.
Get it right. Six on, I think, the 6th. It's really happening soon.
On February 6th, yeah. Season 6.
I also just want to say, even though she's such a bitch to me sometimes.
I'm really not.
I did good work for you this week. I don't know if you saw the article.
What is it?
Meghan Markle, the actual princess, okay, right? Queen of England,
Meghan Markle.
The old Meggie Markey.
She said in an interview, and I got them to write a whole article, that she really wants to be friends and loves Courtney and loves Poosh and really admires your hustle as a businesswoman and as a mother.
She said that?
Yeah, well, you know, I knew the person writing the article.
Okay.
But it's from her brain. It really is. I saw her saying it. Yeah.
I mean, what's not to love about Poosh? Let's be honest.
I still don't know what Poosh is.
It's a blog. It's a website. It's a lifestyle. It's a brand. It's a mindset.
We should get you on Chloe's podcast. You could promote Poosh.
you know who she had on there? Jay Shetty. And I was like, why are we not interviewing each other? Why are we interviewing wellness people? It should be me.
Wow. Okay. Says the girl, the coldest sister
in the fam.
Well, I'm just saying, like, let's use our own family connections.
Okay.
We'll have you on there. Maybe you can bring over your matcha or whatever the hell you're doing these days.
I'm doing another Lemmy product. It's another gummy.
Is it Lemmy out of here? Because that's all I'm wearing.
You're sick in the head.
I think we should do Lemmy out of here.
All right. Don't reveal too much. Have you ever had Lemmy sleep? Because that will knock you on your socks.
Doll, every time I've had dinner with you, I am Lemmy sleep.
That okay. will knock you on your Arthur George
socks. Oh, my God.
What is Rob up to?
Plug it. Rob's on a quietcation. We haven't heard from him in 6 years, but he emailed. He said he's doing great and to send him some new shirts. So like a mother, I did.
You know what is going to be wild when he finally comes out with that tell-all book? We are in some deep, deep doo-doo.
Robert's seen everything. He really has.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, you're right. I should get him a book deal. I'm going to do that. In fact, I'm going to make a couple calls. This was fun. Are you eating anything besides, I don't know, what do you eat these days?
Coconut husks.
Okay.
Guess I won't be inviting you to the Palm for lunch, doll.
Coconut husks. There's a lot of nutrients. It's the inner layer between the coconut ball and the inner lining.
Wow. That sounds delicious.
30% more nutritious than placenta, if you can believe that. I am like the epitome of health and wellness.
The only place I want my placenta is on Corey's face. Is that how that works? I forget.
Get out of here. And by the way, you're way older than anything coming out of that hole.
I can't remember. I had my children. So I was a child when I had you. I can't remember where the placenta is, when it drops and falls and how you saute it. I don't know these things anymore.
I just, you
but
know,
I do know that Kai is dropping a new faux fur coat on Wednesday. So everybody tune in. It's going to sell out in 6 seconds again.
No one gives a flying fat fart. Love you, Mom.
Love you, doll. I really do. You're so amazing. My firstborn. We love each other.
That hurt.
This was fun. Okay, doll. See you next time.
Toodles.